we're hoping with BG Fashion Week that our designers will then be able to take some of their collections or be inspired to go to some of those other global fashion events around the world, whether that's in Australia or New Zealand or, you know, further afield. And of course, what we love about the vibrant colors and some of the ideas that come out of the Pacific Island nations is that there is quite a unique sort of signature to a lot of those different countries' designs. And a lot of them do draw on those traditional designs as well, whether that's a Samoan tattoo or a Fijian Masi. So that we're really hoping, we feel that our designers are, some of them already are showing in other places in the world as well. And so we just want to boost those sort of the ones that are up and coming. We're doing a trendsetters show tonight, which is established and emerging designers. And again, we have buyers from around the world who have come to visit us this year as well. So we're hoping to just completely inspire people to follow those dreams and to work hard with the resources that we have here to make that a more global transition for their fashion.
Talking about the financial implications of all of this in the Pacific, it is a long way from some of these bigger international fashion hubs of New York or London, etc. How does it become realistic for small Pacific Islander designers to try and actually make any money out of it? And is it actually more about just making sure that people in their own countries are wearing locally designed and made clothes rather than something that perhaps is either from a secondhand store or from a local Chinese store?
Well, here in Fiji, I mean, you will see every day, you will see our local designers' clothes being worn all around the streets with designers who are showing now and designers who have shown in the past. Some of our Pacific designers have moved on to Sydney or to Auckland or other places in the world where it's a bit more of an opportunity for them to mass produce those garments, but they like to come back and share that learning with the local fashion community as well, so that we can continue to bring those designs to the world.
Matt Taylor, the producer of this year's Fiji Fashion Show. At the moment, Fiji's fashion industry is worth around 100 million Fiji dollars each year, and the country's Fashion Council is working on growing that. As part of this week's event, local designers have been invited to take part in a workshop all about the business of fashion. The chairman of the country's Fashion Council, Faraz Ali, says they've brought in international experts who are sharing their experiences and trying to help Pacific designers learn from some of their own difficult experiences.
What we're looking at is essentially the international guests who have come in are telling us how to tap into a global market, yeah? Because that's the direction that all designers like to head in. In fact, you see, Australian designers also in recent times have struggled with access to global markets and with competing with things like fast fashion, for example, which when I lived in Sydney led to the closure of a lot of, at that time, successful labels. Yeah, what we have the benefit of in Fiji, of course, is foresight. So we look at our nearest neighbours, such as Australia and New Zealand. We see where things haven't quite worked, and we're working around that. And, of course, the international experts who are coming in, many of them from Australia and New Zealand, are bringing with them that foreknowledge also of what to avoid. But the one thing that we don't want to do is, for example, Australia's fashion industry was once quite an insular market, yeah? So you had a whole bunch of Australian designers, not necessarily a lot of international competition. Australian designers made a lot of money from only producing for the Australian market. With the opening up of borders and onset of fast fashion, the introduction of, you know, just Zara just a couple of years ago and H&M and all the other fast fashion outlets, which give young people, particularly the next generation, immediate access to global trends, now Australian designers started to struggle. So we're trying to avoid that through educating our designers about how to move forward. Our local designers, they're there to talk about how, and these are designers who have managed to get their foot in, or just now get their foot in really, to the global market by producing for boutique services, but also by producing for the diaspora, which is huge, and now for others also. What they're talking about is how do you maintain your Pacific, your Fijian identity as a point of difference to be able to sell your garments as something that is new and something that is fresh. Fashion is looking for something new and fresh all the time. What we need to do is we need to tell our designers not to neglect that market. It is a powerful market. You know, we're hardworking people. We go and we do well. Most of our people who live abroad are very successful. So that's the step in. Once you make that step in, then you get access to people who are not necessarily Fijian, not necessarily from the Pacific region.